Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and I certainly hope that all of you all will enjoy the show because we put a lot into this particular show to bring it to you live tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about how do you love someone who does not love you back? How do you love someone who does not love you back? That's a rather deep topic. So if you're joining us this evening, we really hope that you'll be on with us this evening to discuss this. Once again, the topic is, how do you love someone who does not love you back? First thing that comes to my mind is when we talk about love, everybody probably has a different definition of what love means to them. For some people, it's a feeling. For some people, it's an action word, meaning to show someone that you really love them, as opposed to just saying that you love them. It's some people feel that it's what you do for me that makes me love you, and for other people, it's I need to hear it. So for many people, it's show me, and then you got those that say tell me, and then there are the others that say show and tell me. So I think that, you got to find out what love means to you and how you two, what will work for you, in other words, because what one person may feel is vitally important for them in terms of love, may not be the thing that somebody else is looking at in terms of love. So love can mean different things to people. Now, if I'm asked the question, how do you love someone who does not love you back? And we're going to get into our story probably within the next 7 minutes. The question becomes, how do you love someone that does not love you back? That's the question. Well, the easy answer for that is, a lot of times I want to say, well, you just don't. If someone doesn't love you back, then let's just think about this for a moment. You know, you got to ask yourself some questions. Am I wasting my time, loving this person, and the person is not loving me back? Let's ask some further questions. What am I doing? Am I spinning my wheels? Could I be out there with somebody else that clearly may be open to loving me? What am I doing? I think that becomes important, that you ask yourself, what are you doing? If someone that you love is not loving you back, let's say if it's a spouse, that you've decided that this spouse does not love me, and I'm putting all of this into that spouse, and they're not loving me back. Excuse me. The question becomes, do you want to continue with that, hoping that one day maybe that spouse will love you back? If they're not loving you, here's another question. If they're not loving you, if your significant other is not loving you back, could it be that they're still in love with somebody else? Or could it be that they have, that their love is of such that they never got over their former love? Could it be that they're taking things for granted, being in a relationship with you? You know, there's a number of factors that could come into play, you know, about, you know, why somebody's not loving you back. I think clearly it's important that you get to the heart of the matter to find out, you know, hey, why isn't this person loving me back? What is going on with this person? You know, why aren't they loving me back? You know, and I think today's time, the problem that I find is that people are not honest. And, you know, however they identify themselves, whether they're saying that they're this person, and I'm talking about men and women, they're just not being honest. First of all, when you set out to deceive someone, you're not just setting out to deceive that individual. You're deceiving yourself. Because if you get with someone on the wrong pretense, on the false pretenses, there's a good likelihood, a very good likelihood, that you're going to suffer the consequences later on in life with that. I know countless stories where people smothered relationships, rebound relationships and other relationships, that they came in and they just thought, oh my goodness, you know, this, I can make this guy love me forever. I can make somebody, you know, people buy all of these different books. I can have someone, you know, like love me forever, or, I mean, these countless books, self-help books, that they are thinking that they have learned the art or technique of making somebody love them. That's one thing. When it comes to love, you cannot manipulate love. It may work for a temporary time, but you cannot, I repeat, you cannot manipulate love. You cannot make people love you. There's no, in my opinion, there is no magic formula. There's no secret formula to trying to force somebody to love you. That stuff just does not work. If you're out there and you're trying to sway someone into loving you because something that you're doing, you know, I think people basically, when it comes to love, they're going to fall in love with your personality, who you are. And if you're putting forth a personality that's a false personality, a falsehood, you know, they're going to find that out. Eventually, that will come to light, and you will see that, you know, it just doesn't last. That person may have gotten with you for a season, but something's bound to happen where they will wake up one day. And, I mean, they could wake up one day and say, listen, this isn't really working for me because I'm not, and I just don't feel that love. I don't have that loving feeling for this individual. And it's because, you know, and even if you genuinely went after them, but if you did not give that person that room to purge from some other relationship, then, you know, it's going to happen that it's just not going to be to your advantage. Now, we always have extenuating circumstances where it can work out for people who have gone through this stuff. But let me tell you something. It's far and in between where you get these people, because people genuinely, they just don't subscribe there. Let me go to phone lines and bring in a lady who's going to be with us this evening. We're going to go to all the way, I believe, to Tennessee, 978-227. Who are we with this evening?
Hi, it's Ms. Shirley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Shirley, thank you for joining us this evening. And you and I are going to be addressing quite a few things this evening. But let me go to the phone lines again, and let's see who we've got that's going to be with us this evening as well. Let's go to, looks like it could be North Carolina, 980-245. Welcome, you on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show Live. Who do we have with us?
Hello, this is Vernell.
Vernell, thank you for joining us. We appreciate having you with us this evening. And we're going to, just before I go to tonight's story, let me ask both of you all, and then Shirley, I'll begin with you by asking you this question up front. how do you love someone who does not love you back? You know, how do you love them? And first of all, if it were you, if you're with a man that just doesn't love you back, are you going to stay there in hopes and prayer that he falls in love with you or he loves you back?
Okay, you asked more than one question.
Okay.
How do you love a person who does not love you back was the first one. And then you said, would you stay there with a person who doesn't? The first question with me being who I am, okay, and that's a Christian person, and you do try to do as much as you can as a Christian. First of all, you would try to love them as Christ loves us. And you look at that by saying, okay, this is an unconditional love, and I can do this. I'm just speaking. I can do this and love this person, even though this person doesn't love me, but I can look in the mirror and I love me, okay? And so person doesn't make me as far as doing things that, you know, I don't want to do. I'm loving this person because of who I am in the Lord. And then would I stay in a relationship where a person doesn't love me back? Some people do, and they feel like that they can change a person by staying there and trying to work it out. And, you know, sometimes they overstay. But this leads to them, you know, having bad relationships, everyone they get into, because they feel like they should stay there and until they just can't do it anymore. And so would I stay there? I would probably be that person that would stay there and hoping that this person would change. And after you've seen that the person doesn't change, then move on. But that's not a good thing to do. So that's how I'll answer that right now.
So Shirley, if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like you're a very patient person. And when you love, you truly love. So you would try to hang in there as a Christian person, you said, in hopes that they love you back.
And not so much as a Christian person, but even as a person. And this is what I'm saying. A lot of times people will. They don't have to be Christians. They will stay in a relationship wishing and hoping that it will change, that the person will eventually love them back. That's not good to do because each relationship you get into, that's what you're going to be looking for. You know, that even no matter if this person don't love me, you know, maybe one day this person will. That's what I was saying. Okay?
Okay, all right. Let me go to Vernell, and then we're going to go to tonight's story. We're going to ask Vernell the same question. How do you love someone who does not love you back? And if it were you, would you stay in that relationship, Vernell?
Well, I believe that you can't love someone that does not love you. You can love them in Christ, but as far as making them love you, you cannot make a person love you. A person has to love you, like you said, your character, from the very beginning of the friendship or relationship or what have you. But if a person does not fall in love with your character, pretty much it could be other things that, you know, they may like about you, but it may not work. But would I stay in a relationship like that? No, because that's not a relationship. But through the years, from my experiences of relationships, I've learned what true love is, and God gave it in 1 Corinthians. True love is. And if a man doesn't have even an inkling of that trait, that characteristic, then I wouldn't even bother wasting my time with relationship or friendship or whatever it might be. But no, you cannot make a person love you.
No. You know, and I that is so valid what you all are saying, and I can't overemphasize the importance of really. You cannot make somebody love you. You can go out and you think you can buy the magic portions. You think you can be the greatest cook. You think that you can have the money that lures a person. You think that the superficial stuff, the car, mm-hmm. home, none of that stuff really matters to a person. I mean, they may just admire what you've done, but if they're not in love with your personality, your character, I mean, and you can be your character. Listen, it does come down to some personality, because your character can be, oh my goodness, this person is a wonderful person, an absolute wonderful person. But if they're not in love really with your personality, even that character will go out of the window, and we'll see that in this story. Let me now go to tonight's story. Our characters in tonight's story are Carla, and Derek. This is a very important story that was very near and dear to my heart. And as always, the stories that we read over the air are inspired by true stories. Of course, they always change to protect the innocent. You know, what really matters is the matters of the heart. The matters of the heart are what really matter. Carla and Derek. And if there's anybody who's in a relationship with those names, Carla and Derek, trust me, this has no reflection on you, and it's just a coincidence that it may have been names. Your names appear here as they do in this story. All right, let's go with Carla and Derek now. They met about 3 years ago through one of Carla's best friends. Now, initially, they hit it off very well in the beginning and had loads of fun together while Carla was still nursing a painful breakup with her husband of 7 years. It was a bitter divorce between Carla and her ex-husband, which truly left her wounded because she was really in love with him. The reason for their divorce was because her ex-husband cheated on her with not just any friend, but he cheated on her with her best friend. There was no dispute as to Carla's ex-husband loving her, loving Carla, that is, but just got caught up in something that he lived to regret in losing Carla, the only woman that he said he ever really loved, the heart of the matter. That was not enough for Carla, so they divorced. Unfortunately, Carla never stopped loving her ex-husband. 6 months later, with feelings of depression, Carla was introduced to Derek by another friend. Derek is a great guy, Carla says, and they have been involved for the past 3 years now. For the past 2 years, Carla's ex has been trying to get back with her, and she has been reluctantly resisting. Now she's depressed because she wants to really go back to her ex, but does not want to hurt Derek, who she is clearly not in love with, although she has told him that she loves him. You know, people, this is the part I talk about people being honest. Finally, the day comes when Carla can't hold out on her true passion for her ex-husband, and she desperately now wants to go back to him. She has now decided that she's going to tell Derek that she's not in love with him, knowing that he is madly in love with her, and she knows it's going to hurt him badly. She is no longer going to resist her love and go back to her ex-husband, who is waiting with open arms and has desperately sought forgiveness. Carla's ex-husband has assured her that the relationship with her ex-girlfriend was only a fling, and he would never be unfaithful to her again. Carla believes him and has chosen to forgive him and rekindle their broken marriage. They are going to try again because the love has never died between them. Carla meets with Derek at dinner to tell him the horrible news and ends all further ties with him. She tells him the truth, which he does not understand, and tries to rationalize with her, only to no avail. 2 weeks later, Carla has moved in with her ex-husband as they rekindle their passionate love for each other. And boy, is it passionate. There's an unfortunate twist to this story, and I'll tell you about that momentarily. But before I tell you the twist of the story, Shirley, I got to go to you and I got to ask this question. Here, you know, Carla has a good man in Derek, and she's willing to risk this by going back to her ex-husband, who had a fling with her best friend. Can her really, can her ex-husband be really trusted in a case like this?
I'm not a caller. Well, Carla feels that way because she really loves him and she never stopped loving him. And maybe they can make it. If she feels like she wants to do that and has done that with him and has broken up with Derek, then I think it's left up to Carla. It's left up to Carla.
Okay. So, but you said when you first came on that you're not Carla. So what are you saying? And why do you say that? Break that down for us if you would.
Well, Carla, you know, people, you can love people and they can tell you that things would be different. But somewhere in there when they broke up and to the point that they got a divorce, there was a big trust issue. She didn't trust him back then. And somewhere in the marriage, in the getting back together, that's going to come back up for her, you know, when he does anything. And then it's going to be that trust again. That trust issue is going to come back up. And that's why I said I'm not Carla, you know. But you know that's how I would feel like it. If I'm going to go through all the trouble of getting a divorce because you slept with someone else, and especially I don't even want you anymore for one thing. You know, I wouldn't want you anymore because you know you lowered yourself to that degree that you would sleep with a friend of mine. No, I wouldn't even want you anymore. So that's me.
Okay. Right. But Shirley, what about the love? I mean, sometimes there's a love that's wrong. They say that love is the strongest force in the universe. And there are oftentimes when you can love someone so desperately, so madly, that it's hard to really break that. It's very hard to break that love.
It does have something to do with it, but still, no matter. To me, as long, you know, you broke that trust. And so to do, even though I love you and it would be there, you know, to say, are you really going to do this again?
You know, you're... And he's saying he promised her, he assured her that he would not do this again. So she's obviously forgiven him, and she really believes him.
She's gonna try it.
If you want to if you want to comment on this particular issue, please press 1 on your dial, and we'll be able to let you in. Let me just go to the phone line, Vernell. We're gonna ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's go to South Florida 954-549. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Stacy.
Stacy, thank you for joining us. Stacy, this is a serious situation where, you know, first of all, you're asking, how do you love someone who does not love you back? Here we got Carla meeting up with this guy, Derek, and, you know, she has a broken heart from her ex-husband. And now she's been with Derek for 3 years, and she's going to go back to her ex-husband. In fact, she's already moved in with him. So now, here it is that she's going to give up Derek. What do you think? I mean, how do you love someone? I mean, should she stay with Derek just because he's a good guy?
Okay, if she stays with Derek and have feelings for her ex-husband, then that's where the title of your show would come in, correct? Loving somebody who don't love you back, then Derek would be loving her, but right. But like you said, love is a strong emotion. It's not just words or feeling. It's stronger than that. And since she has that deep, you know, love for her husband, you know, going back to, of course, she has to deal with the trust issues and all the other stuff. But love conquers most of everything and most fears that you have. So. How do you love somebody who don't love you back? That's a tough question. That's a tough question. But love, you can't choose. You can't tell your heart not to love someone who you love. But if the person don't love you back, then of course you have to move on, and love has to show you and tell you that it's time to move on. It's not that you can't love somebody who don't love you back. It's just that love got to tell you when to stay and when to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, but here the fact of the matter is this, I mean, she's not in love with Derek. Derek's a nice guy. But, you know, sometimes there can be a nice guy or a nice girl, and that's not the person for you. You know, because you don't feel anything there. I mean, they could be doing everything perfectly.
Uh-huh.
And they uh-huh. they may have gotten your attention because you were lonely at the time or vulnerable. But the fact of the matter is, you wake up one day and you realize, you know what, I don't really love this person like I thought I, you know, because you never purged from your ex. And that's why she's going back to her ex. Now, we're going to actually stand by this for a second. Stacey, I got to go to Vernell. Vernell, we're going to bring you in, and we're asking that question. You know, should Carla let Derek go and go back to her ex who she's madly in love with also? And what about forgiveness?
Well, that's where her heart is, with that ex-husband. But however, I would say that there's a lot of pros and cons that I would have to weigh first. There would have to be, yes, forgiveness definitely, and there would have to be some counseling. I would have to make that ex-husband wait a little bit before I actually get back with him, because it could be where anybody could just speak the words that I love you, I want you back, and so forth. But now she's going to have trust issues of whether every time he's out that door, what is he doing? Who is he with? You know, so it's a lot of pros and cons there. I would have to make him wait before I actually go back to him. I mean, he hurt her from the beginning by seeing his her girlfriend. He hurt her, so you know pretty much the cards are she has all the cards. So I would just make him wait and I would work at it before I actually go back to him.
And Vernell, I can appreciate desperately what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, men don't have that waiting, you know, patience. Where they can just say, well, you know what, I'm going to wait this thing out, because sometimes they feel that the woman is playing a game, and then he will start seeing somebody else if he's got to wait, you know, while she decides on what she wants to do. I mean, she's been out there with Derek for 3 years.
There's the door. He needs to go. Because you know what? You have to think about this here. Now, he was the one caused the relationship to break up because he was the one cheated. Now, who is he to hold the cards? Okay, I understand about time. I understand about him not wanting, you know, her to make him wait. But that I'm sorry, that would be, everything should be on her.
All right.
He would have to have counseling.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Please, all of you all, stay with us because you don't want to miss the twist to this story. Now, remember, if you're just joining us, how do you love someone who does not love you back? Our characters in tonight's story, Carla and Derek, they met through a mutual friend about 3 years ago when Carla was actually going through something with an unfortunate breakup with her husband that she had been married to for 7 years. He ended up cheating on her with Carla's best friend. And so when Carla found out, she just couldn't handle it. They divorced. But Carla never fell out of love with him because he was the man of her knight in shining armor. And she was his world. She was everything. And see, sometimes people can even be married and be desperately and madly in love with somebody else. These things happen every day, and this is a reality. But now there's a twist, and I'm going to give you all the twist in a few minutes. If you want to comment, press 1 on your dial. And I just want to say, don't leave us because you want to hear the twist to this story. And the question becomes, we're asking, and Vernell, I heard you loud and clear that you say Carla holds the cards, and I agree with you. But the question becomes, you know, when it comes to love, everybody can get weak at the knees when you are really desperately madly in love with somebody, and sometimes you don't even understand why you're so madly in love with this person, even when they have wronged you. Shirley, let's bring you back in and get your comment just before we go to the phone lines again. Press one if you want to talk to the teacher tonight, and then after a couple more, we're going to go to the twist in this story. Shirley, do you think it was a mistake for Connor to go back with her ex-husband who has promised her, and she's forgiven him, she's now moved in with him, do you think it's a mistake that she's moved back in with him and trying to rekindle this thing?
Well, I'm like Vanelle, moving back in so fast. She tells Derek that, you know, she's going back to her husband 2 weeks later. She hasn't given that relationship any time to really see if he's. And then you said that a man, you know, don't really want to wait like that. He'll go off somewhere else. But if he's really sincere and he really wants her back, he will wait. He will go to counseling just like Vanelle. He would do whatever it takes to get that woman back. He would do that and to keep that woman. That's what, you know, that's how I feel about it. Okay.
Right. Now, while you think he's waiting, and he probably is waiting, but he's also waiting with somebody else in the meantime. He's waiting with someone else in the meantime until you decide. And then if you take too long, he's not going to have those same feelings anymore. He may not have those same feelings anymore. I want to give you all this twist to the story, but this you all give me your brief answer. Did she make a mistake by going back?
This is why I said this is caller's thing. It wouldn't be mine because that trust issue, you know, it would have to take a lot. And if he is so sincere, I'm still going to say that he will wait. He don't need, if he's sincere about her, why does he have somebody else on the side just in case she don't act right?
All right, we're gonna ask you to stand by, Shirley. If you want to speak to this issue, press one. We would love to hear your comment. Let's go to Vanelle. Vanelle, just quickly, do you think she made a mistake by going back to her ex-husband?
I really do, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think she should have waited, and I think they should have more or less rekindled the passion that they had from the beginning. Just as Shirley said, if he really was sincere, if he is a sincere man that he really loves her, I don't care how long it takes. He will wait for her.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if he's got somebody else already or he's found another fling, then, honey, he ain't worth it from the beginning. And, you know, you have to think about this, too. And I'm going to get waddled, excuse me. But you have to think about this, too. He was the one that broke the bond from the beginning of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if he really loved her, he should want to wait. And if the love is really not there, then of course he's not going to wait. He's going to go on. You say men have no patience? Well, I tell you, there's the door.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Vanelle, because you want to hear the twist to this story. Let's go to Stacy now. Stacy, we're going to bring you in, then we're going to take another call, and then we're going to go to the twist. Stacy, did Carla make a mistake by going back to her ex-husband? What do you think? I mean, once you forgive a person, don't they deserve a second chance? I mean, help me out here.
Exactly. I wouldn't call it a mistake. She's following her heart, and whatever the consequences is, she got to deal with it. So I don't think that I wouldn't call it a mistake. I would, you know, that's life. You're going to follow your heart. Whatever where your heart lies is where your happiness lies, and that's what you're going to do. So I wouldn't call it a mistake at all.
All right, so Shirley, would you go back? If you had been Carla, would you go back where your heart is? I mean, come on, think about this here now. We're not just trying to make the show, but your heart is there.
Where my
heart
is?
Well, yeah, we're asking Stacy first, and then we're coming to Shirley.
Okay, go ahead.
Stacy, go ahead. Would you go back? You're not Carla.
You asking me if I would go back?
Yes.
If I would go back, no, I would not go back. I'm not Carla.
Okay.
Carla can go back because Carla following her heart. But I know I know who I am. I would have trust issues with him. And if he doesn't want to wait, then of course. But Carla can go back if she wants to. I wouldn't say Carla made a mistake. I would tell her that she's following her heart. But for me, but I would go back.
Can I ask a question now? She said,
yes,
Carla fall in her heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to define sometimes relationship heart, you know, heartfelt. Now, what is she following? What does he have so much, I wonder, that she's following, that she's so in love with? Because the thing is, if this man cheated with her friend and he hurt her that much, I mean, how much heart can you really have for him?
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to ask that. How much heart do you really have for this man? And he hurt you.
Okay. So Vernell, if I'm hearing you, you're saying that the passion for someone that you desperately love and you're willing to forgive them and give this a second chance when he comes begging to you and you believe he's learned his lesson and he assures you, I will never do this again to you. I mean, doesn't he deserve a second chance?
He deserves a chance to wait until we work this out and make sure that he is not the same man that he was when he cheated with her friend.
Yeah.
All right, you want to hear this twist. Hang on, everybody. Let me go to the phone lines again. 916-844. Welcome to the Dr. Giswalk Show. Who do we have with us this evening? And thank you for joining us.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Who do we have with us?
This is Julia from Sacramento, California.
Julia, thank you for joining us all the way from California. Let me ask you, what do you think? Should Carla go back to Derek?
You know, Jesse, I really don't think that she should go back because she's going for pain. She's going to be hurt again. She's going to have trust issues. Like the other speaker said, you know, if this is like something that she's going for and there's something that, you know, she needs to, you know, like have a relationship with this man, consider, you know. Sorry, I can't get my thoughts together. I mean,
okay.
I feel like she's going to be hurt a lot. And
wow.
And maybe she should move on again, you know, and find something else, you know, in her life than going back to him because she'll be hurt again.
I don't know, but maybe it's
and
me
if
as
he,
a man, and if we could get another man to come on. Yeah, maybe it's me as a man. Press one if you want to speak to the issue tonight. But I'm thinking as a man, I'm thinking that he's learned his lesson. And listen, he'll probably make the greatest man now to her. But wait, don't go where you are because – go ahead, Julia.
When people have to pay for their consequences, I feel like they take life more serious. And if this man waits, you know, and he's – it's like a punishment in a way. It's like, you know, in the Bible, you know, there's a story where this guy had to work so many years to, you know, get this wife. And he cherished her. And he loved her. I mean, if he was willing to work for her for so many years, he wouldn't cherish her as much. And if this man waits so long for her to get her trust back, you know, he's going to love her. He's going to make sure that he's going to be a good man in her life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and see, that's what I'm saying. So on that note, doesn't he deserve a second chance to be with her? What do you think? I mean, yes or no?
You know, I think he does, but then he has to pay for his actions.
All right, we're going to answer. We're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to ask you to stand by. We'll take one more call, and then I got to give you all the twist of story. We're going to go to 305-504. You're live on the Dr. Giswalk Show. Who do we have with us?
My name is Kay.
Your name is what?
Kay.
Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Thank you for joining us. What are your thoughts, Dave?
I think that if this guy loves her so much, she's willing to give him a second chance. The problem that I have with him is if he was so sincere, he would be willing to wait, like all the other ladies keep saying. He would be willing to wait however long it takes for her to feel comfortable enough because it wasn't her that messed up the relationship. It was him. So he should do whatever it takes to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl.
Okay, and I sincerely agree with that. Now, let's take a look and see what happens to the twist of this story. This is something that you all will not, this will be shocking and amazing. All right?
Okay.
Here it is. Although he wanted him to wait, but she still moved in with him. But unfortunately, there is a twist to this story. And I got to let you all in on this one here. But we've got some noise. I want to mute some people just for a second. I got to let you all in on this twist to this story. And here it is. This is something that's going to shock and amaze you all. There was an unfortunate twist to this story. Carla's ex-husband failed to tell her that the girl that he was seeing, which happened to be Carla's best friend, has a one-year-old baby from him. He thought he would wait at least 6 months after he got her back before he told her. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This lady that he was seeing has a baby from him, and he did not tell Carla this until he had gotten her back in his loving arms, and he told her 6 months later. Now Carla is devastated. Now we start with you, Kate. We're going to start with you this evening, Kate. And just before, Kate, what do you think? I mean, here it is. Some people felt he deserved a second chance, but now is he wrong that he waited 6 months later to tell her about the baby?
Absolutely, that's just very deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby is innocent. The baby have nothing to do with anything, but it's very mm-hmm. deceitful for him to. That's withholding some information that needed to be shared, because maybe I'm not ready to deal with your baby mama drama, which
mm-hmm.
I'm sure at some point is going to take place. You know, so that is very deceitful.
It is.
But wait a minute, are you blaming him? I mean, this man was madly in love with this woman, and his chances were going to be very nil if he told her that up front. You think he would have gotten her back? He already knew he wouldn't have gotten her back if he told her this. So, I mean, is he wrong? I think he, huh?
Well, I think so, because they went back together, and if I were Carla, I would leave him right there, because he lied. What else has he lied about?
And then he said, he told Carla in the beginning that it was just a thing to do. It was a one-time thing. And then she mm-hmm. was with Derek for 3 years, and
right.
now
uh-huh.
he has a one-year-old baby by this
uh-huh.
girl.
Uh-huh.
So it was more than just something to do. It was something that just happened, and he would never do it again. See, he lied to her
uh-huh.
all the way through.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, can I add something to that, Shirley?
He better be glad he ain't in this state.
I know it's a story, but he better be glad he ain't in this state, because then she is suing for alienation of affection.
I tried to tell y'all.
I told you there's the door. You see, I tried to point him to the door.
But wait a minute. I mean, okay. Now, I mean, here's the thing. This guy
mm-hmm.
is madly in love with this woman. I mean, who in their right mind is going to tell the woman that? Oh, by the way, I got a 1-year-old son from that woman. You know, that was your best friend. But we didn't mean for that to happen. And the only reason I told you now, because I wanted to come clean with everything, but it was 6 months later. So, you know,
but
Dr. Walker,
that's not love.
That's not love.
That's not love. He wasn't madly in love with her. I think he's
no.
very selfish, because no. all he cared about was what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and also,
so now this is the second time he's hurt her.
Yes.
So I
wow.
think he's very
well, do you
selfish.
Think she be, do you think he,
and
she need to be running behind
he,
Derek again? Should Derek take him down?
She's not going to go behind Derek, because she's going to think about how she hurt Derek, you know, to go back to this. And she's not going to
mm-hmm.
go back to Derek. She's going to really move on at this point in her life. And also, you got to think about this baby mama going to be in her life if she stays with him the rest
mm-hmm.
of her life.
Exactly.
Because
mm-hmm. don't you think it might rekindle her and her ex best friend's relationship by, you know, they can all raise the kid together.
It's gonna kindle, all right, but
I think if she did that, she was very delirious. Something wrong with her. If she did that, something wrong with her.
All right, we're gonna ask you all
to
stand by
the husband go and the friend go.
All right,
okay.
Let's, We're going to ask you all to stand by just for a second. We're going to go all the way to Tampa and bring Tampa in and find out. Then we're going to go to North Carolina. Let's go to 863-412. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Help us out here. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Dennis.
Dennis, thank you for joining us. It's good to have Dennis. Maybe you can help
them.
Yeah, Dennis, maybe you can help the women understand that this man wanted this lady back. So he just didn't tell her the whole truth. You know, he waited 6 months to tell her that he had a one-year-old baby with that ex-best friend that he had slept with that caused the breakup in the first place. So was he so wrong, Dennis?
Was he wrong for that? Yes, he was very wrong for that.
Wow.
He was not married to a woman who was dumb, and he knew that. His relationship with her, he got to know her and how she was. She never knew how he was.
Right.
And so he would be considered a low-down, dirty dog.
Go ahead on, Dennis.
Go on, Dennis. I feel you.
Just to be straight.
Now,
what are you doing, man?
She probably really loved him.
Uh-huh.
But when he messed up because of his nature and she left,
mm-hmm.
there was no need for her to rush back.
That's right.
Because she needed to learn more about him.
Mm-hmm.
And those 6 months that she dated, she found out how he truly was.
Mm.
Now, there's a book out there that I read that talks about after the passion, then what?
All right.
See, he was finished with the passion, and then he moved on to somebody else to find some more passion.
All right.
Where was that by? And Dennis, we're going to ask you to stand by, and thank you for that commercial. Dennis is referring to my book that's on Amazon. It's called After the Passion, Now What? Dennis, thank you for that commercial. Dennis, we're going to ask you to stand by, and let's go live now to North Carolina, 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us this evening?
Yes, Christy. How's everybody doing this evening?
Hi, Christy.
That's good.
Hey,
for man, Dennis, for you to agree, thank the Lord. Okay, that was wonderful, Dennis, because a lot of men, you know, just would not agree when a man does wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the man didn't do wrong by himself.
Well, I agree. But if he loved her that much, as you say, he loved her so much, if he loved her that much, why couldn't he have told her from the beginning instead of waiting 6 months after they got back together?
Mm-hmm. Because the truth of the matter is, Christy, he knew that good and well that if he told her up front, she was probably not going to come back. It would have hurt him more. He was probably sparing her feelings.
Well,
but
he did
done left him now, too. She got hurt and again, and that's over.
That's it.
Right, so why would she want to go back? I mean, why would she want him anymore? If he did it, and then this was supposed to be, I didn't hear the whole story, but this was supposed to be her best friend?
Yeah, he was her best friend.
But that wasn't, that wasn't her best friend either.
So then was it the man's fault, or could it have been her best friend's fault?
Well, it was both of their fault.
Okay, so what about Christy? What about forgiving him when he's asked for forgiveness? And he's trying to get her back. He says, I made a mistake. Have any of you all made a mistake out there and you wanted another chance?
Okay, yes, we have, Dr. Walker. But you know what? He asked forgiveness for cheating with that girlfriend, with the her girlfriend. But guess what? He still was deceitful in not telling her about that baby, and he didn't ask for
forgiveness
for that. So, you know, I tell you, this man is pure out selfish.
He asked her to forgive him, telling her that this was a one-time thing over three years ago.
Right.
But then when she's with him 6 months, he gonna tell her he got a 1 year old baby by this same lady.
He made him
a double whammy.
That wasn't no mistake, because he kept messing with that lady until she got pregnant. She had to get pregnant, stay that way for 9 months, then deliver that baby, and the baby was a year old. So he
didn't love his wife.
Going.
Mm-hmm. That man didn't love his wife, because you don't hurt somebody twice you love.
We're going to bring, just before we bring Dennis and Julia, Julia, you were the one that says he deserved a second chance, that she should go back. Julia, will you give us your rationale for him going, for her going back now, even with this information? I mean, couldn't they just all get along and raise the best baby as one big happy family?
I hope Julia done changed her mind.
Amen. Okay, I believe a lot of people make mistakes in life, but to say sometimes people get hot in the moment and things happen. I mean, it's undesirable events, you know. But if the love is so strong and they love each other, and if he's willing to wait for her and he's doing all the sacrifices for her and she sees that he's humbled, you know, and maybe it could work. But if he's still, like, you know, in his, you know, self-loving ways, you know, why go back to him and hurt yourself and go through the pain cycle again? It's just not worth it. Life is too short to, you know, spend it just like that.
Right. So now that she's gone back to him, Julia, are you saying she should leave him again? I mean, she loves this woman, and she just left Derek. But, Julia, let me ask you, should she run behind Derek now?
Sorry, Jesse, I thought it was like we're back at the beginning, but if he told her later that, you know, he has a son, I mean, for some people, they cannot handle so much pain at once. You know, I don't know, maybe he knows her approach that, you know, he'll let her, because she's accepted him, and he'll tell her later, kind of, you know, in a way,
right,
like, hey, I kind of have said, I've messed up. I couldn't tell you at the moment. You know, maybe she'll be more willing to help this kid as well, you know? I mean, he's a sneaky little guy, let me tell you, but maybe he knows this woman too well, you know, that she cannot handle so much at once. She'll tell him, no, straight up, you know what? I don't want you with the kid.
Right. But the man, let's bring Dennis in here. Dennis, I mean, is there any compassion for this man? And then, Kate, we're going to come to you next. Dennis, is there any compassion for this man? I mean, my goodness, all of us get second and third and fourth chances, and somebody said, with God gives us all these chances. Dennis, is there any compassion for this guy, this poor guy?
He didn't seem so poor to me. I don't know, because he was kind of deceitful. Now, my question, Dr. Walker, because it's not in your story, but women have a tendency sometimes to tell their friends all kind of secrets or their love life and build this man up so her best friend couldn't help herself but to give up a little bit, and then it just kept going on. And then women want to hear those words, you know, I love you.
Right.
And, you know, if he started talking like that, and then, he just kept going, and they kept going until you reach a point of no return.
Wow.
So,
okay.
When
that sounds like that's
going to
be part two, honey.
Yeah. It is, but now. It is. Dennis, we're going to actually stand by just for a second. Kate, let's bring you back in. And then we're going to go to, Stacy. Kate, let's bring you in. Kate, do you have any compassion for this poor guy? I mean, hasn't he suffered enough?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He hasn't suffered at all because he's been getting his way all along.
Exactly.
And as far as what Dennis was just saying, some women do share some things, what they go through or whatever. I don't know why, but they do. And just because they share it. A woman has to love herself enough not to stoop to that level, because you're not nobody's friend to go out and sleep with her her husband, her boyfriend, whatever it may be. That don't give you rights to go sleep with their man. That's not your friend.
Sure not.
But I mean, but like Julia said earlier, Julia say sometimes people get you know, things happen, they get hot for the moment, and then things happen. So isn't that possible? They got hot one night and excited, and things just happened, Kay?
No, it didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. Obviously, they had the thought all along. They've been in.
Ain't that much hot in the world. Ain't that much hot in the world, knowing that he done slept with your friend and he done had a baby. Ain't that much hot in the world.
Okay.
Honey, don't get hot to somebody else.
Right, because if the shoe was on the other foot, could I tell you I just got hot and I slept with your man?
Right.
Hello?
Right.
Exactly.
You know, this is, well, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. Dennis, let's bring you back in. Dennis, why do you think that the ladies tonight have been so hard on, well, Dennis, you've been hard on this guy too, I'm thinking. But, I mean, is there any favorable twist that could come out of this story for that poor guy? Why would go ahead, Dennis, and then we'll bring Stacey in to see what she's. No, I was just trying to find out. Go ahead, Dennis.
If he was, say, dating, you know, was married to my sister, or say even my mother, and they did that, or even a good friend, you know, I couldn't handle it, because that's just not right. And you know, I don't know if there's a law against castration or not, but you know.
Wow. Oh, Dennis, wow, that's deep.
When a man tells a woman he loves her, but he keeps going back to another one, there's something wrong with that.
We have a word for a man like that.
What's it called, Brunel?
Well, it's called a whore, because you know
We gotta ask you our standby. Stacey, let's bring in. We only got about 70 seconds before we bring the show to a close. We are gonna have to take this to part two next week. But before we do, Stacey, let's bring you in. Stacey, I mean, can you see anything favorable coming out of this? That little boy had nothing to do with it. I mean, couldn't the little boy grow up to call Carla like stepmom, and he's probably so cute, she'll probably fall in love with him. Okay, maybe we've lost Stacey. So, Vernell, let's ask you. Maybe she could fall in love with this little boy, and he can even call her mom, too. Maybe call her mother or mom.
Well, to be honest, right now, all that has been said, Carla needs to just step back and work on Carla, because Carla's too hurt to be worrying about being loving and mom and stepmom or whoever to this child. Right now, she just needs to step back and work on getting herself together so she can be restored.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone through a lot, and she's in a lot of pain. Imagine what she's going through. See, it's always been about the man. I told you that's the selfishness. It's always been about what he wanted, how he feels, you know, how she should take him back and so forth. But what about Carla? Carla has gone through so much. Enough already.
All right. Let me ask this question here, because we got about 45 seconds. Just a quick answer from each one of you all. Let's go to North Carolina and ask Christy. Christy, can Carla forgive him and still stay with him and help raise that little boy?
I don't know. In my opinion, it's probably going to be hard, you know, to do that. I guess if she feels the love so strong and whatever, I mean, it's possible she might, but I would think that would be very hard for her to do. But, hey, you know, there are some women that take any and everything. So, hey, they just feel that, hey, whatever the man issue out, they'll continue to take it.
All right. Kay, let me ask you, this is your final thoughts on this. So she just, come on, like, just everybody get along and she rekindled, and we just live in a peaceful world. She forgives her ex-girlfriend, and they become best friends again. And now they have something in common. They have the man in common and the little boy.
All I'm going to say is Bishop Bullwinkle.
Okay.
You know his song.
Yes, yes, it is.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Julia. Give us your final thoughts on it, Julia. Just 10 seconds or less, Julia. What should they do? What should happen here? I'm trying to make the world a better place to live, where everybody's getting along.
Oh, Jesse, I feel like it's a mess. I'm lost in this situation. This is a hard topic here.
Can
okay.
I give you my final words?
Okay. All right. All right, let's go to Vernell. Vernell, and then Shirley will give you the final word. Vernell, what are
I'm
your thoughts?
I'm going to give you my final word.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my final word, and it's going to sum it all up. Tumbleweeds and crickets.
Okay. All right, let's go to Shirley. Shirley, give us your final word on this here.
I don't have one.
You know, on that note, join us back here tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program. If you choose to bypass tomorrow, join us back here live next Thursday for part two of this story and see if there's another twist that I haven't told you all about. You want to stay tuned for that because you will definitely want to hear that one. But you know what? We've got some shows that are upcoming that you really don't want to miss. And those of you all that sent in your multiple comments, I promise you we'll get to them next week. All right, don't miss next week's show, you all. There's another twist that you will definitely want to hear. All right, until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. That's a wrap. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Dr. Walker. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.